नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 24. Sri Narada Uvacha Pravado Pi Tata Chakre Pitur Yat Samparayikyam Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituyat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituryat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituryat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituyat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituyat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Shikto Dijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituyat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativihi Matajis Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituyat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Prarado Pitata Chakre Pituryat Samparayikam Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijativi Sri Narada Uvacha Narada Muni said, Prarado Prahlada, Prahlada Maharaj, Api also, Tata in that way, Chakre executed, Pituhu of his father, yet whatever, Samparayikam, Ritualistic ceremonies performed after death. Yata, even as. Aha, order. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rajan, O King Yudhisthira. Abhishikta, he was enthroned in the kingdom. Dvijatibhi, by the Brahmanas present. Translation. Sri Narada Muni continued, thus, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered, Prahlad Maharaj performed the ritualistic ceremony for his father, O King Yudhisthira. He was then enthroned in the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu as directed by the Brahmanas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is essential that society be divided into four groups of men, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaisyas, and Sudras. Here we see that although Prahlad was perfect in every respect, he nonetheless followed the orders, the instructions of the Brahmanas who performed the Vedic rituals. Therefore, in society there must be a very intelligent class of leaders who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge so that they can guide the entire populace to follow the Vedic principles and thus gradually become most perfect and eligible to return home back to Godhead. Srinarda Uvacha, Parado Pitata Chakre Pito Yat Samparaikam, Yataha Bhagavan Rajan Abhishikto Dvijati Vihi. Srinarda Muni continued, thus as the Supreme Personality of God had ordered, Prahlad Maharaj performed the ritualistic ceremonies for his father. O King Yudhisthira, he was then enthroned in the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu as directed by the Brahmins. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the Narada Muni is continuing his narration. Prahlad is going to be enthroned in the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu. This is real humility. As we know in our Vedic literature, the most important verse given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Charnadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sihishna Amanina Manadenam Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should be humble like a blade of grass. The blade of grass is offering shelter. People are lying in the grass, in the park, in the field. The grass is very soft and doesn't complain when it's stepped upon. So this is humility. And in our Krishna consciousness movement, sometimes we try to understand what is real humility. One Mataji approached Srila Prabhupada in the mid-70s and said that, I'm a woman, but you want us to go on Sankirtan, yet we're supposed to be very humble and submissive, acting in that way. Of course, all devotees are humble and submissive. And Prabhupada answered, to everyone's surprise, that you should be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. Meaning that when we go on Samkirtan, when we go to perform our service and preach. When we are engaged in our devotional activities, sometimes we have to be like a lion. Lion doesn't seem very humble and submissive. Lion is king of the jungle. But the spiritual master is ordering to be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. Not a lamb on the chase and a lion at home. Sometimes we get confused. We're on the chase and we're thinking we have to be very humble and submissive and not bother anyone or not cause a disturbance. But at home we may be very loud and disturbing. We've seen, even in our society, some persons living on the outside or who can't stay in the society, they become a lion at home. But the philosophy is lion on the chase. That humble actually means not that we just always have our hands folded and saying Jai Prabhu to everyone, but we're thinking some unsubmissive thought, but that humble means that we serve the order of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada has given so many orders. Many of them don't seem to be in line with what some people would consider spirituality. Just like Srila Prabhupada stated, we shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. Of course, for the mundane person, that's a little difficult to understand because they think that humility and spirituality are something different. I was at a interfaith event last Saturday. They invited us to come and do kirtan and bring some prasadam. And they had one gentleman get up. He was wearing beads. He was wearing a kurta. And he said he was from some serious spiritual organization, Hindu organization. Of course, impersonal organization. And he was to lead them somewhere or other. We chanted and we brought prasadam, that's your meditation. Chanting in prasadam is meditation, purification, program over, everyone go home. But they wanted to do their program with this gentleman, which was some type of spiritual-led meditation. So I was sitting there. We were done serving prasadam and chanting. And I thought, let me see what the rascal has to say. First thing, we were all sitting in a room that was very tiny at this church up in Brentwood. And the church could be no bigger than 150 square feet. It was very tiny. And there were 30 of us. So he said, first of all, let's make this room bigger. So I thought, what's he going to do? Bring out a sledgehammer and break down the walls? So he said, close your eyes, put your hands in your head. Let's make the ceiling bigger. And they pushed up. I even pushed up in the beginning. Let's make the floor go farther down. And they slowly meditated that the floor went down. This is a true story. This was last Saturday. Then he said, let's make the walls go out. First the side walls, and then the other walls. I don't know how we did it. I looked around. We were still in 150 square foot room on top of each other, getting warm, hard to breathe. But he said, just see how the room has expanded. And then somebody said, oh, maybe you could come to my house and make it worth more because it's only 1,200 square feet. You can make it 1,500. So I was thinking, okay, this is pretty big nonsense. But this is the introduction to the meditation. It got worse. He said, put your hands out, palms facing down. Now think of anything that's been bothering you, the most thing that's been bothering you. Take the vibration, take the, I forget the word he used, but whatever it was. Now let's slowly, everybody, make it insignificant. Put the vibration of that down. And everybody went this. And then he said, amazingly, now let's take whatever's good in your life. Let's get it ready and bring it up. This guy had a kurta and beads on, japa beads. Of course, he was chanting some non-Vaishnava mantra, obviously, to come up with a speculation. And at the end, he said, okay, let's talk about it. How did you feel? They went around the room. I had to leave the room. I had to act like I went to the bathroom or something because I couldn't take it anymore. It was so frivolous and concocted. And everyone was saying, oh, yes, the vibration was going down. Now I'll do this all the time whenever I have a problem. I was feeling sorry that they didn't ask us to lead the meditation because we were saying, we would tell them, is there something good in your life? Get out there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Here's the meditation. Something bad, something haunting you, something bothering you for years in your life? Okay, big surprise. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Prabhupada has given us the real humility and the real, but they're concocting so many different types of meditations. They're concocting spirituality. The meeting was supposed to be spiritual, and they were going over health. What do you call when you eat right? What is it called? Nutrition. They invited a doctor of nutrition, Hindu lady, a Pakistani lady. I think she was Hindu. Another doctor. And they're talking about nutrition. And by Krishna's grace, they said, and thank you to Sura for bringing the most nutritious food from Govinda's. Of course, if the doctors would analyze on a material level, I had brought some noodles with tofu and vegetables. I think those noodles are made from wheat. And they have a big thing against wheat gluten. And the halva, I didn't dare tell them. Butter and sugar and cream of wheat suji. The rice, of course, ancient rice. And the chapatis, because they weren't donating really, it was our donation, I got them a special Mexican chapati. What do you call it at the store? Huh? Tortilla made of corn. But I offered it to Krishna, heated it in our Krishna conscious kitchen in my home, offered it on the altar. It's prasadam. And somehow they were convinced this is the most healthy food. Thank God Govinda's is supplying the highest nutrition. And we felt good because of course we are. Because they're giving lecture on nutrition and they kept saying longevity, longevity, longevity. That you could understand from the lecture that the goal is to live long. But if you're performing sinful activities, why do you want to live long? Prabhupada gives the story, he tells so many times, that a sage is giving blessing. Rajaputra Chiranjiva Muniputra Majiva Sadhava Jiva Mamarova. And for the butcher, don't live. Majiva Mamara. That for the king, son of a king, the sage blesses, live forever. Because you're experiencing your pious activity. When that runs out, you're in for a big surprise. You're going to get your bad karma. For the son of an ascetic, Majiva, don't live. Leave immediately. Because you're performing so many austere penances and austerities. Go and reach your goal. Don't stay in this temporary miserable place, Tukaila Mashashvatam. For the devotee, for the sadhava, the saintly person, the Vaishnav, Jiva Mamarova, you can live or you can die. Because if the devotee lives, he's chanting, she's chanting, and engaging in devotional service. And if the devotee passes away, they're doing the same thing. It's no difference. Stay and live and help push on this movement and leave and do your work for Krishna and Prabhupada in the next place. But for the butcher, Majiva Mamara, don't live, don't die. Because if you live, you'll accrue many sinful reactions, your karma will be unlimited. You'll have to take birth when you die for as many times as there are hairs on the cow, on the body of the cow that you slaughtered or that you helped slaughter. And if you die, you're going to the worst place. You're going to Krimi Bhojana, Sukramukha, Kumbhipaka, where very terrible things are taking place, the hellish planets. So they were talking that nutritionally you can eat this fish or this chicken, but at least they were saying don't eat the cow, somehow or other, they're nutritional. But still, they were saying eat meat. And the goal is, our spiritual goal altogether is to live long. But that's not the goal of real spirituality. Real spirituality means you chant, difficulties may come, difficulties may go. You may have the same birth, death, disease, and old age. But because we're serving Krishna, we don't look at it in the same way. I have one former relative. very, very wealthy, wealthy personality, materially speaking. And he actually is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the children, his grandchildren, talk to him. And he's very, very depressed, 79 years old, completely depressed in life. So my son asked him, "Why are you so depressed? What's wrong?" And he said, "There's something in my life happening that's very sad." And my son asked, "Please tell me what it is." Very compassionate, Ram Navami. And he said in a very grave and depressed voice, "Jingles is about to die." Jingles is his 28-year-old cat. Of course, we have great compassion also for cats. But when a cat, I think the cat is times 7, isn't it? Or 6? Anyone know? Cat's age is times 7 years old. The cat's 140 years old. And the man, extremely rich, extremely powerful, CEO of board of directors for a huge firm throughout his life, is crying day and night because Jingles is about to die. Therefore, Prahlad said, Prahlad was humble, but when Narsingadev was killing his father, he didn't object. Who could stand while someone's killing your father? And that's humility. But that's supreme humility. Spiritual humility. Who could tolerate that? Your father, even he's Asura, Asuryavarya Dehinam, even though he's the greatest of the Suras, who could stand by while the father's being killed? But Prahlad, being humble servant of Lord Krishna, he acted properly. But he said, I think we read already, Natehi vidu swargagatim ibishnu durashaya. People don't know what the goal of life is. And therefore, the bus is leaving, I think. Better jump on. They don't know, Natevidu, Swargagatim hi Vishnu. They don't know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, Durashaya. Therefore, they take shelter of so many foolish things. Because they don't know chanting Hare Krishna. They take shelter of making rooms bigger and frequency, putting down the frequency of the pain and pulling up the frequency of happiness. Your frequency of happiness and pain may come and go. You have no control. Moving your hands won't change your pain. You walk out the door, you're going to slip and fall perhaps, or win the lottery. That's already ordained. Krishna is giving you. You can't do a hands-on healing to your pain. Of course, unless you're Dravida. He lowered my blood pressure in my sick days. Doctors were even bewildered. Huh? Mantras and hands. Hand mantras. Mudras and mantras. Doctors were amazed. True story. Pumping the medicine right into the veins. And the blood pressure is 165. What's wrong with this guy? He's sick as a dog. We can't do anything. Then Dravida shows up. Chanting Sanskrit mantras, all of which I don't know. puts his hands on my head. Doctors were amazed. Blood pressure went down 35 points immediately. Their medicine, what do you call intravenous medicine, wouldn't help. Death was coming, sure. But what do they call in Sanskrit? The Baba Saudi, the real medicine, the Maha Mantra. He was actually chanting, I chanted with him, the Hari Namastika, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam. We were chanting. And finally, the blood cells said, okay, we're fine. Okay, good, good, good. Now we're okay. So, Natevidu Swagagatim Hi Vishnu. People don't know the ultimate goal of life is Krishna consciousness. And therefore, they try so many things and they take shelter of their cat. But the cat's going to leave. When the cat hits 140 years old, it's going to take a dog body next. So long. Or the taking shelter of longevity, your own longevity. You may live 50 years, you may live 100 years. That's in Krishna's hands. We don't know. Of course, we eat Krishna prasadam, and we make Krishna prasadam more or less as healthy as possible. And people definitely believe it's very healthy. At least this interfaith group was so thankful as they devoured the cinnamon and I think it was carob halva. They were so happy that we bring nutritious. It's great nutrition in halva. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada wouldn't have given it to us. Maybe not according to their standard, but they believed it was. But when we don't give them prasadam and don't give them holy names and they're left to their own mental concoctions, they take shelter of longevity. They take shelter of lowering the frequency of my pain as spiritual life. They think this is the actual goal of life. Lowering pain, making happiness increase, decreasing unhappiness. Prahlad said, although they try to increase their happiness and decrease their unhappiness, because it's based on sense gratification, their unhappiness increases and their happiness decreases. What's the Sanskrit? So how does it start? Sukhaya dukha mokshaya kuravati dampatikriya tato nivrittir apraptir dukasya cha sukasya cha. They try to increase the happiness and decrease the suffering, but because it's based on sense gratification, your suffering will increase and your happiness will decrease, unfortunately. So therefore, it's our business. Even so-called spiritualists, they're taking their durashaya. They're taking false shelter. It's our business to give them Krishna consciousness as far as possible. Prabhupada's books, nutritious Krishna prasadam from Govindas. Same day, next day, any day. Any day of the week, Govindas. I think that should be our temple bhajan band label on our any day of the week. And the holy names of Krishna. You want to increase spiritual happiness? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is what we do. None of this, none of that. None of this, none of... Your house is still the same. You won't make it... I was shocked. I was thinking, is he really thinking that? I even went up to him afterwards. I said, hey, Prabhuji. What movement are you from? What group are you from? We don't want to mention here to embarrass any other group. But they're taking false shelter. So we have to give them real shelter, as Prahlad Maharaj did, real spirituality, and then they'll be happy and we'll be happy. All glories to the Guru and Granga. Any day of the week, Prashad. Any day of the week after it was first considered. First considered, Prashad. It's still Prashad. It is Prashad.